standing here atop Mars Hill, looking up at the Pantheon, and where the Temple of Diana would have stood, we're looking down at the marketplace, the Agora. And from this vantage point, we're looking over in modern-day Athens as well. We have been touring here in Athens, going back some 3,000 years, to see what has been the headquarters of world philosophy, of world opinion for so many centuries. A young lady who has been traveling with us, our guide, Jimma, is here with me, and I just wanted to talk with her about the people. They are eager to see these ancient ruins, and it helps them to go back and past and understand the cultures even of today.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And Athens has always been one of the top-rated popular destinations, primarily because of what Athens has left us regarding the past, the cultural past, the cultural legacy and heritage.
Now, this is not only true today, but in ancient times, it was a similar type city that attracted people from all over the world.
Yes, it's true. Athens attracted really crowds, people from all over the world coming here in order to join, participate in the festivities in honor of Athena, festivities that were held once every 4 years' time. So the fact that the city has lived from tourism has been always a reality, back then and, of course, today.
Who was Athena?
Athena was the goddess that protected Athens throughout the ancient times. And even later on when the Romans came, and they were, you know, in charge, they took over ancient Greece, they kept Athena as the patron goddess of the city, but simply they named her as Minerva. So Athena back in the ancient Greek times, Minerva during the Roman era.
When Paul would have come here after traveling into Europe from Asia, where he was restricted from preaching the gospel, he came into Europe. He went to Philippi, Thessaloniki, I guess.
Thessaloniki,
as you
yes. Thessaloniki, correct.
And then he came into the area of Athens, and here he had the confrontation with those philosophers. And he approached them, trying to start on their level by talking about the fact that he was going to talk to them about the unknown God. Do we have any remnant of that particular statue?
No, unfortunately, because of not only time passing, but primarily because of the invasions that Athens had to withdrew in the 3rd and 4th centuries AD, not really much has been left, neither of the ancient marketplace where the shrine, the temple, the statue existed. The only evidences left are the remains of probably what we describe today as an altar dedicated to the unknown god. But it's an unpleasant reality that of what the city was of the ancient times, besides certain big monuments, not really much. The ancient agora, the marketplace, is only a very small portion where the shrine, the temple, or the statue stood and existed.
If indeed this is the location of Mars Hill that Paul would have spoken from, why would all the philosophers have met up here? Why would this have been the location for Paul to give his famous sermon?
Because this rock, although it's pretty steep and quite uneven, offers primarily a nice view to all the crucial pagan sites of Athens. First of all, we have views down to the Agora, to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. From up here, we can see the Acropolis, what was the place of worship for those times, for the ancient Greek and Roman times, with the Parthenon standing on top of the Temple of Athena. And we have also views to the gathering place of the Athenian assembly in the 5th century BC, the hill of Pnyca, or Pnyx as it is known to. So we are in the crossroads of really important sites of the pagan past of the city.
Now, when we talk about the pagan past, what about the pagan present? Is that the case? We hear so much about the Euro crisis that's going on in the entire European Union and somewhat of a focus here on Greece and in particular Athens and the demonstrations. Talk to me about that. Give us the real truth behind what has been taking place.
As you mentioned, data about not only Greece's issue, but it's of many different European countries, even countries that were known for their stable, you know, strong and stable economy. On the other hand, I have to admit that the negative publicity, it hasn't been a very, you know, busy tourist season. And if you want my honest opinion, it's a true over-exaggeration. Because Athens, and as you have already experienced it, that, and I'm not saying something different, Athens is a very safe city. It's a very hospitable city, and it has always been, a city of challenges, as I say, a great cosmopolitan center. So I kindly suggest that you don't really hear, my advice is, don't actually hear what it is printed or what it is reported. Athens, that is a very beautiful city to be visited and, of course, to spend time here. It has not been easy for the Athenians, for the citizens of the big Greek cities. The fact that still we are in session, you know, the last 4 years now, we are in session. And the fact that also Athens is among the expensive cities in the world, it's pretty controversial. You have always lower and lower the wages and pensions, but on the other hand, prices, rates have not really been affected. And they have been pretty expensive and up.
The world is watching this as, in fact, this economic crisis is not only here in Athens and Greece, but as you said, the European Union, in America as well, and around the world. We've enjoyed so very much. You're very knowledgeable of the history of this particular location. And standing here on Mars Hill is just such a special blessing to me to be able to talk with you. Thank you so very much for participating in this broadcast with us.
Thank you very much indeed, and thank you for coming to Athens.